Lots of industries are bad at diverse hiring, but the tech industry still stands out. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Big tech companies and investors have a terrible track record when it comes to hiring, investing in, and retaining people of color, especially Black employees. That reduces opportunity and equality and, as we heard last week, can leave a lot of money on the table to boot. Tiffany Ashley Bell is an alum of the Y Combinator Startup Accelerator and founding director of the water nonprofit The Human Utility. She wrote a Medium post recently titled, "It's Time We Dealt with White Supremacy in Tech," and originated the phrase, "Make the hire, send the wire."
The tech sector, in large part, has not hired Black people in a lot of different places and different roles, and it has not, you know, funded Black people. When we talk about investors, and, you know, and that has consequences as well, as far as, you know, who is doing the innovating, who has the resources to innovate at scale, who is thought of as innovative. You know, make the hire, send the wire is a very succinct way of capturing that something needs to change in this moment.
But you also say, and I feel like this is really important, that hiring or wiring is a start, but then the industry and many tech companies who do hire Black employees have a real problem retaining them.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, in that essay, I do talk about retention and the fact that I have known personally myself people who will get, you know, jobs at your usual, you know, well-known tech companies, but they don't stay very long. And, you know, they're very demoralized and they are on their way out of the door. I've had friends, for example, where they've told me about their performance reviews, for example. I'm thinking of a Black woman in particular. It sounded like her performance review had more to do with whether she was able to perform culture fit. Did she want to go axe throwing on the weekends? Did she want to go to beer gardens after work and things like that? You know, rather than did she actually perform the work that she was paid to do? And like I also mentioned in the post, that translates to their compensation. And I think that that's contributing to why you might be able to hire 10, 15 Black people in a year in a certain department, but only at the end of the year are three left, because they've been treated in ways that other people haven't, that has nothing to do with their work product. And, you know, that's a serious issue in tech.
Do you think there's something specific to the tech world in terms of culture and retention?
I don't think it's just tech. Anything involving money perhaps is going to have these dynamics, because historically, Black people have not been able and allowed to accumulate wealth the way that white people have, especially in the United States, because of slavery and whatnot. And we're getting into a space where we're finding and seeing, and we've known this for a long time. It's never not been true, but Black people are just as talented and intelligent as other folks, and we're starting to demand to be compensated in the same way. And because historically that's not been a thing, you know, the reaction in some cases has been hostile. And again, this is a moment to examine that and, you know, just reckon with the idea that it doesn't make any sense at this point.
Tell me about your path quickly. You run a nonprofit focused on water. Is some of what you talked about in your post the reason why you don't work in tech? I mean, not that it's not, I can see why you would run a nonprofit focused on water, but I wonder about your own experiences and where they led you.
Well, I mean, I think of my work actually as straddling tech, because we have a huge tech component in what we do. Like, we built our own crowdfunding platform. And a lot of how it works is that, you know, the software intelligently allocates money and handles cases for people and things like that. So it actually, and I'm a programmer by training, so it actually is still working in tech.
Gotcha.
Being a programmer, I like to like use my talents to solve problems that are meaningful. And that's kind of where it landed me, that, you know, I work with city governments using our platform and whatnot. And I literally just before this call got off the phone with a foster family agency in Baltimore talking about using our software and whatnot to help families there. But again, it's more about like, where can I be most useful? And I've been recruited by, you know, Facebook and Google and companies like that. But I think that, you know, my ability to use my software talents to make an actual difference in the world is actually really important to me. We've helped over 3,000 people with their water bills since we started this 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, we have an opportunity to use the data and things like that that we have to affect policy change around water affordability. And I think that's a really powerful use of technology. And that's a lot of why I do what I do.
Tiffany Ashley Bell is the founding director of the water nonprofit, The Human Utility. According to a 2017 study, people of color in tech leave their jobs more than 3.5 times more often than white men do. And now for some related links. There are all kinds of costs to building homogeneous workplaces, and some of those costs are literal. A 2017 study by the KPOR Center and Harris Poll found that racial stereotyping, sexist culture, and discrimination drive so much turnover in tech that it costs the industry some $16 billion a year. And another study by Intel and the consulting firm Dahlberg estimated the industry could make an additional $300 billion to $370 billion a year if it had a more diverse workforce. You can find all that research at our website, marketplacetech.org. Yesterday on the show, we talked about content moderation at Facebook and elsewhere and suggested that it is inadequate to the task. Of course, Facebook is under criticism inside and outside for how it handles hate speech and, more importantly, for when it decides something crosses the line. As it happens, the tech publication 1-0 reported Wednesday that Facebook did purge hundreds of pages and accounts connected to white supremacist groups this week, but also swept up in the purge, accounts and groups belonging to people who identify as anti-racist skinheads, which is a thing. One of the groups is literally called Skinheads Against Racial Prejudice. But apparently the combination of algorithm and fast-moving underpaid contracted moderators just flagged it all as bad. It's an object lesson in why A, content moderation is really hard, and B, if you're going to do it, you really got to invest in doing it right. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.